Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Ariel. This is Berna.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. And how's your day been so far today?
It's been busy. But I want to thank you guys so much for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. It's definitely our pleasure. And going straight into our show, not sure what happened to our intro music, which put us straight into the show.
Okay.
If you don't mind telling our listening audience a little bit about yourself and how did Kids Cab come about? I know we got a little bit of the information in your bio, but tell us a little bit more about yourself and Kids Cab.
Sure. So, I'm actually a new mom. I recently had a baby. He's 4 months old now, so I have two babies now, Kids Cab and then my baby boy, Cam. I came up with the idea for Kids Cab in a marketing class that I had where we had to come up with a product or a service and do a paper on it. So me and my husband, we started brainstorming, and I kind of went back to my childhood. I was really busy as a child. My mom was a single mom. My dad was actually incarcerated, so she had, a lot going on with trying to juggle her schedule and mine. And so I thought back to that, and then my husband, we were thinking about, like, a kid's shuttle. But I wanted it to be something that was more individualized for, different parents and something where it didn't have to be a big group. It could be for, one-off students. And so we came up with the concept of Kids Cab. And so once I was researching for my paper, I didn't see anything that was really out there. And so I thought maybe this was something that I could do myself. I spoke with a lawyer, and then everything pretty much went from there, and I launched the company in August of 2015, and now we're about 10 months old.
So are you the only one? I mean, I know Kids Cab is your company, but do you have any employees under you that might go out and pick up the kids as well?
Yes, I have four chauffeurs,
and we currently have
four vehicles.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's fantastic.
Thank you.
That is a fantastic idea. Now, when you were getting started and setting everything up, was it difficult to, like, secure your vehicles, getting your fleet all together, and just how you want everything set up, which area would you pick the kids up, where you won't pick the kids up, different times and stuff like that?
Yeah, it was actually very challenging in the beginning. One thing is that it's very challenging to start a business with little money. So that was one thing. I was blessed to have, my family behind me and my husband behind me. And so we were able to bring our funds together to get the business started. I worked with the SBA actually on getting my business plan together. And so that really helped me to figure out the reality of it, how the process would go, all the little details that you don't really think about, when you're putting together a business, you're like, I don't need to do a business plan. I know everything that I want to do. I know, how I'm going to do it. But it really gets those intricate details, in play pretty much. And so working with the SBA, I got to lay out a plan better. And then after I got my business plan together, I actually started working with a coach, a branding coach, to really get my brand together. I think that's something that helped parents really to be comfortable with my company because they saw that it wasn't something rinky-dink. You get what I mean? We did a Facebook campaign, a Twitter campaign, and a Google AdWords campaign to advertise the launch of the company. And so we really wanted to get the name out and have parents to, see Kids Cab not only in one place but in multiple places to keep it, on their brain, to really have them want to research the company a little more, see see what it's about, and then that's how we started getting our clients.
Now, how do you go about getting your drivers? Are your drivers, do you do background checks for your drivers?
Absolutely.
And how?
Yeah.
Well, do you do an extensive background check? An extensive background check
for your
drivers?
Right, yeah. So we do all of our identity verifications and our federal background checks through a company called HireRight. And then also another thing that we look for is we want to make sure that all of our chauffeurs have had previous experience working with children already. So a lot of our chauffeurs, they are retired bus drivers. They have nannied or babysat before, teachers, people who've worked with kids with community service. So we always want to make sure that, you know, they already have a background working with children, and that we feel like that's another check too.
Okay. Now, are they trained? Do you train your chauffeurs in like CPR and to notice different if the kids may have some type of allergy? You know how children like to share food and different things like that. Do you all train them in that? Great.
Yeah. So, So when they come to us, they have a CPR certificate, and then in our registration process for parents, they can let us know if their children have, you know, any allergies or any health concerns that we need to watch for.
Mm-hmm. What is a day like in the for a chauffeur? What is a day like from start to finish?
So we have our chauffeurs, we have people who work only in the morning, we have people who work only in the afternoon, and then we have people who work actually both in the morning and afternoon. So it's a little bit different for them all, but for a person that works both morning and afternoon, they actually go to our garage and pick up our company maintained vehicle that's branded. And so they would, in the morning, we're picking up from home and then taking to school. So they would, you know, pull up to the home, the parents and the, sometimes the child, depending on the age, they would get a destination alert, letting the child and parent know that the chauffeur is outside. Usually the child comes right out and gets in the vehicle. By now, our chauffeurs, have a relationship with the child now. So, you know, they're asking about, you know, what's going on in their day, you know, what they have planned for the day, things like that. And then after their trip in the morning, then they would drop the vehicle back off and then, you know, go on about their day. Then if they have an afternoon shift, they come back to our garage, pick up the vehicle again, and then do it all over again, pretty much. And in the afternoon, we have trips that are from school to home, and then we also have trips that are from school to an after-school activity or from home to an after-school activity.
Sounds very interesting. Very interesting. I like when you say pick the vehicle up from the garage to pick up the children and then take it back to the garage. So during that time of taking it back and picking it up and dropping off, are they required to do a total vehicle check to make sure that all of the children are actually off vehicle?
Yeah, so there is actually an app that we use that check the students in. So once the student is in the vehicle, then they check them in. And then once they're out of the vehicle, then they check them out. So it's never a time where, a student could be left in the vehicle because there is a check system where we know that the child was picked up and we know that the child was dropped off.
Great. So it sounds pretty much like a private chauffeur picking up the children.
Yeah,
really neat. Okay.
Yep, that's actually exactly what it is.
Well, how many students do one of your vans or bus
holes? We actually have a few different vehicles. So we have one vehicle that's a 5-passenger. It's a Ford Fusion. We have two vehicles that are 7-passenger that are Ford Transits. And then we have one vehicle that's a Ford Transit that's a 15-passenger vehicle.
Oh, okay. Do you all is there ever a time where you all maybe use for trips or, you know, school trips or even daycare trips or different trips that children take during the summer or even during the school season?
Yeah, we've been doing field trips. So we have done a few field trips this year. And then we've also been working with the Boys and Girls Club in Troy, where we pick up students from a few schools that are in Troy that's near that Boys and Girls Club. We pick them up at one time, and then we drop them all off at the Boys and Girls Club facility.
Okay. That's wonderful. On your
thank you.
Bus, I mean, I'm a visual person, so as you talk,
sure.
I'm just visualizing everything that's going on. So on your vans or the one that are 15 passengers, do you have, like, maybe movies and different things that kids can watch while they're on the van as they travel from different destinations?
Yep,
or
so we
home?
Have yeah, we have a few different things in each vehicle. So we do have iPads in one vehicle, and then we have a drop-down DVD player in another vehicle. We have books in all the vehicles. We have, like, little coloring books and, like, crayons and markers, actually, that are in the vehicle. So the kids, they can enjoy themselves while they're in there.
Wow, sounds great.
Thank you.
When you was researching this to do your paper, did you have that as an ideal already, or you just doing research and noticed that was something that had never happened, or no one had that particular type of business already? Because we do know the daycare centers, they have their regular vans that they pick the kids up and drop them off throughout the day. But what you are offering is actually like private services for single moms or for busy parents that may not have the time to pick the child, to take the child in the morning, or to pick the child up in the evening and take it to its after school program. So when you were doing your research and you noticed that this was a possibility, perhaps?
Yeah, so basically what happened is that we thought about the idea first, with having something where parents could, you know, have that alternative for if they couldn't, you know, take their kids to school in the morning because they would have to be to work, you know, earlier than they would have to be to school or after school. One of the main reasons why I wanted to do something like this is because a lot of times kids can't participate in after school activities because there's no one to pick them up. There's no one to take them. And so with my background being so active as a child, I thought, you know, this is something that we could do to help not only the parent, but the child. And so we thought about the idea before we started researching. So when I started researching, I was seeing to see if there was anything out there, you know, that we had in mind.
Okay. Now, what if someone wants to maybe not live in your state and want to connect or collaborate with you on this idea in their state? How would they go about contacting you or getting the information to be able to do this?
Sure. So with the media coverage that we received, we've had so many people contact us about franchising and about helping them, you know, with their ideas that they have. And so we are looking at offering franchise options, but we're just not at that point yet. We are actually in development of our app, and so we're trying to get our app together and our app out there and make sure that we have things efficient in Michigan before, you know, we offer it out. We're hoping that soon we'll be able to have, you know, those franchise options together to offer to individuals. And then for anyone that's, you know, wanting us to just help them with their idea, I've gotten, you know, so many emails and calls about that. I am offering consulting services for that. So for both options, individuals can email us. My email address is info@kidscabtrips.com, and that's KIDZ, and then trips with an S. And so you can email me and just let me know, you know, you're interested in franchising once those options become available. And we do have a running list that we can add you onto. And then if you are looking for advice or, you know, consulting services, then you could also let me know that. And then we can schedule that.
Could you give us that email address again?
The one.
Sure, and I'll spell it out also. So it's info at kidscabtrips.com, and then spelled out, it's info at kidzcabtrips.com.
Okay, trip. I will make sure that I put it in the Facebook chat as well,
okay,
for those that perhaps may be interested in it. Now, let me
ask another
question. Are your drivers, do they have to go through any particular training to be able to work with you?
Yes, yeah, so you do have to have a chauffeur's license, and that is done, you know, through the Secretary of State office. And then we do just have our own in-house training that we do, you know, just to make sure that they're up to speed with our processes and what we look for and, you know, the way that we want our chauffeurs to interact with not only our kids, but any parents that they come into contact with.
Now, are you servicing the entire state of Michigan or just certain areas, suburban areas or?
Right, we pretty much service the Metro Detroit area. We're based out of Troy, and so we service the cities that are pretty much near that area.
Okay, okay. Mm-hmm. Any plans to expand in
absolutely
Michigan area? Okay,
absolutely.
Okay.
So right now, like I said, we only have 4 vehicles, so we get booked up at those peak hours that, you know, kids have to be at school and kids get out of school pretty quickly. So we are looking at expanding. I'm not exactly sure when we're going to be able to add a new vehicle in. We're hoping for the new school year, and then we'll be able to expand a little bit more out. We're just, you know, we're just making sure that we're trying to do it strategically and, you know, not growing too fast.
Okay, I understand. I truly understand about growing too fast. So tell me, where do you see your company in the next 5 years? What are your targets and some of the goals you have set in place for the next 5 years for your company?
Sure. So the biggest goal that we have right now is just getting our app together. We feel like that's really going to catapult us to be able to offer our services to more parents, because right now parents don't have that real-time data where they could know if we have availability in their city, you know, quickly. So we feel like with our app, that'll be something that, you know, parents, you know, if they're in a bind right away, they could go right on the app and see if we have the availability pretty much right away. So that's our main thing. And then another thing we want to do is offer actually have different hubs in Michigan. So right now we're based out of Troy, where all of our vehicles are housed. We like to have a hub in Detroit, per se. We like to have a hub in the Novi area. We'd like to have a hub, different hubs pretty much, where those hubs will service that area. And so instead of having all of our vehicles driving from Troy, you know, out to, let's say, Detroit or Canton or, you know, Southgate, we have different hubs that will service those areas. And that will help us, you know, cut down a little bit on some operational costs, but it'll also expand us out to where we could service more parents. And then after that, then we'd like to, you know, get nationwide pretty much. So, you know, just kind of expanding slowly, that's going to be our main thing. And for the future, I'd like to see, you know, a sea of kids cabs outside of, you know, all the schools and the daycares and the mornings and the afternoons. That's my goal.
That is fantastic. That's fantastic.
Thank you.
I tell you, when I first read about it, and I'm like, this is such a wonderful idea, and how they kind of liken it to Ubers for kids. I thought that was fantastic, because it would have been something I definitely
would have used with my children was younger. I mean, when you have a child that's so involved in school and you have your own, you have your business meeting and your different things and trying to get between the school program, the basketball, football, track, practice, all of that.
Right.
That's a lot when you are.
Yeah, and actually, I grew up on the west side of Detroit around the 7 Mile and Grand River area, and I went to high school at Cass Tech downtown. So I took the public bus to school every day, which was like more than an hour. So, you know, just pulling from all those things in my childhood, that just really made me think about, you know, a business like this.
Wow, that's great. That's great. And I definitely applaud you even in researching it and then bringing it to fruition, having a great idea.
Thank you. And then
actually it's become an actual reality, which is fantastic and something so very much needed nowadays since our children are so busy nowadays.
Thank you. It's still shocking to me.
If you would just share with our audience one more time how they can connect with you, how they can and how they can contact you, and any words of wisdom that you might want to give to our audience would be so fantastic. And you can do that at this time.
Okay. So the email address again is info@kidscabtrips.com. And then our Facebook is Kids Cab Trips. That's kids with a Z and trips with an S. And our Instagram is kids_cab. And then just a few words of wisdom for the audience. I'd say if you are looking at, you know, becoming an entrepreneur, if you feel that you have an idea that you would really like to hone in on and get out to market, I would just say really plan and do your research and look for resources and do a business plan. That is the business plan I feel like is so important. And I say that because when I was getting started, I thought that I didn't need a business plan. I didn't want to do a business plan. And the thought of doing a business plan was just so daunting. It's a lot of work. But it's a lot of work that you need to do, and it's a lot of questions that you really need to think about. So I would definitely say if you're doing a business, please, please, please do a business plan. And there are so many resources out there that are free that can help you with that and can help you with other things along the process of, you know, becoming an entrepreneur.
Fantastic, fantastic. Once again, Estella, we thank you so much for being a part of OPM Live Blog Talk Radio and wishing you all the best in your endeavor.
Thank you.
Kids Cab, such a fantastic idea, such a fantastic idea. Thank you so very much for being a part of our show.
Thank you. Thank you so much, and then thank you to your audience, too, for listening to us today.
You're quite welcome. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We would like to thank all of our listeners for listening on us today and listen to the great idea of Ms. Ariel Taylor of Kids Cab. And don't forget to get in contact with her. You can do info@kidscabtrips.com, and that will also be on our Facebook page. And this is OPM Live, where we say where the ordinary is the extraordinary. I am your host, Verna V. Nickelberry, and be blessed.